In a twist in the Rohit Vemmula suicide case, the inquiry commission probing the matter confirmed on Tuesday that the PhD scholar at the University of Hyderabad did not commit suicide due to expulsion from the hostel. The inquiry commission said that Vemmula's action had nothing to do with the university's action to expel him from the hostel, adding that it was personal reasons that forced him to take the unfortunate step. The report, made public on Independence Day, confirmed that Vemmula was a troubled individual and was unhappy for several reasons. The inquiry commission report by the one-man judicial commission under former Allahabad High Court Judge A.K. Rupanwal said, and I quote, "His suicide note is on the record, which shows that Rohit Vemmula had his own problems and was not happy with worldly affairs." Unquote. The report further said, and I quote, "He was frustrated for the reasons best known to him. He also wrote that he was all alone from childhood and was an unappreciated man. This also indicates his frustration. He did not blame anybody for his suicide." Unquote. In addition, the report indicated that the then HRD Minister Smriti Irani and BJD leader Bandaru Dattatre were not responsible for the event. Reports at the time of his death suggested that Vemmula's death was a result of disciplinary action against him prompted by BJP leaders. It further added that Vemmula was not a Dalit by caste, one of the main reasons why the case gained prominence, leading to protests by student groups, thus causing disruptions at the university. The student groups had alleged that Vemmula was a victim of oppression and discrimination by BJP leaders. However, the report did address the fact that the university does not have a solid mechanism to redress students for grievances, especially in the case of scholars belonging to reserved categories.
You're listening to Times News Radio.